So I'm really excited about the idea of going ice tubing. Because we don't get to sled down here in the South. I never get to go sledding anymore. So explain for folks with all the wintry fun at Pine Top, what does ice tubing exactly mean?
So Pine Top is the area that we're calling where we're having all of our wintry fun. So you said ice skating, ice tubing. And that area is located right outside the building where I Love Christmas Movies is located. So you can go see that show, then hop across the sidewalk, and you can go ice tubing down our 15-foot tall hill. It's got multiple lanes, so... Abby, you and Dwayne can maybe race. Loser buys a drink or something. And then hop right on over and do some ice skating on our 9,000 square foot outdoor ice skating rink. So plenty of room, Dwayne, for you to go out there and do your triple axles and everything that you do.
You've seen that. You know I'm good. Yeah.
I will say, if you're not quite as talented as Dwayne is, we do have some professional ice skaters that are out there having ice skating lessons. And those professional skaters will actually be performing free shows throughout the holidays. And they're just incredible. They do the jumps and spins and throws and flips. And they're just really incredible. It's a wonderful show. So all that's happening on Pine Top. We also have one new attraction this year, which I'm super excited about, and it's bumper cars on ice. So everybody in Memphis, I'm sure a lot of people have been to Nashville before, and they might know that Nashvillians are probably well known around the South anyway for not being very good drivers on ice. But this ought to be a really entertaining attraction here. give us the opportunity to practice a little bit. But bumper cars on ice, I love bumper cars, and just adding ice to it just probably will give it another element of challenge.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And by the way, we're not any better at driving on ice over here in the West part of Tennessee either.
Yeah, they know that.
We're not.
I should point out that these rinks, so the bumper cars and the skating rinks are separate.
Right.
You don't have to worry about ice skating being wiped out by a bumper car.
Good thing to know.
It's very important. So what's Luminaries of Love all about?
Yeah, so, you know, we've talked about Oak Ridge Boys and I Love Christmas Movies and all the tubing, skating, and bumper cars happening in the resort. But there's so much more. Like I said at the beginning, we have 17 hours worth of attractions and entertainment. Luminaries of Love is one of our new events that we're actually partnering with the Children's Miracle Network, and specifically the hospital here at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. And guests can come and buy these beautiful luminaries, and they can dedicate to somebody. They can display it around our indoor river in our atrium in the hotel here, or they can take it home and display it around their house. But the proceeds will go to the Children's Miracle Network. So we're super excited to partner with them again this year and hopefully raise some good money for an excellent cause.
So for folks who just want to get in, like, every little bit of Christmas there, you've covered all the bases down to gingerbread decorating.
Yes. So like I said, we have something for everybody, and we have so much to do. In fact, our slogan this year is "So Much Christmas," because that is exactly what we offer. We talked about the Oak Ridge Boys dinner show. We talked about the I Love Christmas Movies, the brand new immersive event that puts you right into the scenes of some of your favorite Christmas movies. All the attractions, the wintry fun out at Pine Top. Now we have gingerbread decorating. We have, we have 9 acres of indoor gardens here. So it's a pretty awesome place to have a scavenger hunt.
Ooh.
So we have a Mary Snoopy scavenger hunt. So you'll help Snoopy around the resort and help him find some clues there. We have carriage rides. We have indoor boat rides. The Build-A-Bear workshop is here, of course, Santa. And there's a lot of free events, too. We have a movie theater that'll be screening some of your favorite, you know, holiday movies. We have the horticulture trek. So if you're a big fan of horticulture and you'd like to learn more about some of the poinsettias or the Christmas cactus we have on the resort, we have that for you. Nativity, caroling, and obviously the thing that we're known most for is our decor. We have over 4 million holiday lights. So we have 3 million lights last year. We've added some more, and we've also added some light sculptures and structures. And it's just a wonderful experience just to walk around. Maybe get your selfie taken from some of the poinsettia tree or the 20-foot reindeer out in our grounds. And maybe it finds your way on a Christmas card. But so much to do. And, you know, Memphis is not that far of a drive. People can come here for a day trip just to experience a couple of attractions. But what I recommend, what we recommend here, is to get an overnight stay and to experience everything.
Yes.
Information for all these events and information for vacation packages can be found on our website, which is christmas@gaylordopryland.com.
Rob, I'm going to point out something real quick. When you say we added some more,
a million.
When I say I added some more, we're talking about a couple of strands.
Right. And another box of lies.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Now we added a million.
Yeah.
Just another mill.
Show off. You're that neighbor down the street that I'm like, you're the
bad
Griswold.
Hey, we got to have a good old, good old fashioned family Christmas here at Gaylord RPM.
I love it.
That's right.
Oh, you know our electric meter is spinning like there's
You know it, baby.
Christmas at GaylordOpryland.com for more information and get all of the deals on, you know, holiday packages. There's holiday rates and room packages available right now. Rob, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, Abby, thanks so much for having me, and hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we certainly will. We cannot wait to start our holiday season at Opryland.